Proclamation No. 7383 of 17th of July, 1959. The Rite Church of Christ. The Church which I myself founded on earth and which also exists as the true Church of Christ is the union of the true believers. Those who have a living faith, that is, who are not just dead Christians, i.e., members of an ecclesiastical organization, whatever name it has. Every such organization can contain members of my true church. In every organization there will be people who believe so vividly that my spirit can also work in them, which, however, is only the right sign of belonging to my church. And thus people only need to ask themselves whether the Spirit is working in them. It is so easy to establish whether they have a gift of the Spirit or whether the Spirit was not allowed to touch them at all because their faith is not yet the right one. They must be able to demonstrate a gift of the Spirit. They must be able to recognize all correlations in a bright spirit and thus teach their fellow human beings again in all wisdom. They must see prophetically what I will impose on people in the future in a spiritual sense. They must be able to heal the sick by laying on their hands. They must be able to recognize their fellow human beings' spiritual state with clairvoyance and admonish and warn them accordingly, because they have the right spiritual gifts at their disposal through which they can help their fellow human beings in spiritual adversity. And thus the working of my spirit must always be recognizable in the aspirants of my kingdom, in the members of my church, which I myself founded on earth. But where are these sure signs still to be found? How many call themselves true Christians, how many claim to belong to my church, and yet no working of my spirit can be recognized? It is all just dead form without spirit and without life. And it is sad that people themselves do not recognize how empty they are when they could already possess rich possessions on earth and would be immeasurably rich if my spirit could work in them as evidence of belonging to my church. For it is not enough that only the affiliation to a denomination is proven in order to be considered an aspirant of my kingdom. The living faith must be present, the faith which is so profound that it will withstand all onslaughts like a rock, which will come again and again where my true church stands, but which will never perish but defy all onslaughts, so that it will also be insurmountable for the powers of hell, because my spirit is stronger and my spirit works where my true church is. Know that the church is not the right one where my spirit's working is not recognizable. And know that you cannot fight the followers of my right church as false Christians, for where my spirit's working is, there is my spirit itself. Thus I myself am with those who allow me to work on them through living faith which comes forth from unselfish neighborly love. And thus you will also know that everyone who lives in love belongs to my church. That no denomination is decisive but only the spirit of love which fills the human being, which instills living faith into him and thus gives my spirit the right to express itself, which is as solid as a rock and on which my church will therefore stand forever, as I myself have promised. Amen.